Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In Jesus' evaluation of the seven churches in Asia, He uses a system which contains five elements for the evaluation. And you'll notice this as you go through the seven churches, Ephesus, on down to Laodicea, that there are generally five elements in the evaluation of the churches. The first of the five elements is the qualifications of the supervisor. What Jesus gets across for each of the seven churches is why He has the authority to evaluate the churches. And it is very specific. He has a lot of qualifications, but He picks a certain qualification because He wants to get across a certain message to that particular church. And then Jesus uses another one of His qualifications to convey a different message to one of the other churches, and so on and so on. Then, the second element in the evaluation process is praise. Jesus offers praise, what He's pleased with about that particular church. And then, also, the third element is Jesus offers criticism. He talks about what He's upset about. And then, the fourth element is advice. He gives the churches advice on how to get back on track. And then the fifth element is a challenge. He always challenges the true believers within the group to hold fast to the truth, to overcome all obstacles so that they can be blessed. And so those are the five elements of evaluation to each of the churches. Again, number one, the qualifications of the supervisor. Number two, praise, what the Lord is pleased with about that particular church. Criticism, what the Lord is upset about in relation to that particular church. Number four, advice, how to get back on track. And then number five is a challenge, challenging the group to continue to do better, to be overcomers, to hold fast until the end. And so as we look at the first church, the Ephesus church, we're going to see the specific qualifications of Jesus as it relates to the Ephesus church, because again, they are interrelated. Each qualification is unique to the church, and it conveys a powerful message to the church. So let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verses 1 through 7. This is Revelation chapter 2, and we'll read verses 1 through 7. This covers the Ephesus church. So the first of the five elements is the qualifications of the supervisor. Again, that's why the Lord has authority to evaluate. And in verse 1 of chapter 2, Jesus says, "To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, He who holds the seven stars in His right hand," that's the first thing we have to keep in mind, is that Jesus holds the seven stars in His right hand. He's also the one who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Now, what are these two images supposed to convey to us? Because Jesus, as the supervisor, is qualified to evaluate the Ephesus church to see how they're doing in performing the three P's of their profession. And again, the three P's of our profession is preaching the gospel, providing for people in need, and preparing disciples. Those are the three P's of our profession. And Jesus is saying, I have authority to evaluate you on how you're doing in relationship to those three P's of your profession. And He gives two characteristics. He says He holds the seven stars in His right hand. That's the first one. And the second characteristic is He walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. So what do these two images convey to us? What's the lesson that we can learn? Well, for the explanation of that, let's turn over to Revelation chapter 1, and we'll read verse 20. This is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. Here is the mystery of the seven stars. So He's about to explain this first part. Here is the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in My right hand, and here's also the mystery of the seven golden lampstands of which I am in the midst. The seven stars, here's the answer, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands, which you saw, are the seven churches. Okay, so Yeshua holds the seven stars in his right hand. The stars are angels. This teaches us that Yeshua is directing what occurs in the spirit realm. Some examples of this are Daniel chapter 10, where an angel, perhaps Gabriel, was going to deliver a message to Daniel, but he was delayed for 21 days due to a battle with an evil angel which had charge over the kingdom of Persia. But God sent the angel Michael to fight the battle for Gabriel. Obviously, Michael in this case won the battle. Gabriel was released from his battle, and he was able to go to Daniel and deliver the message that God had for him. So that's one example of how Yeshua has the seven stars or angels in his right hand, meaning that he is directing and controlling what happens in the spirit realm. A second example is in the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2. This is where Satan came to God and said, "Listen, I want to attack Job." And God said, "Yes, you can attack Job, but only to a certain degree." And the first degree was Satan was allowed to attack Job's family. So all of Job's family, with the exception of his wife, were killed. All of his flock were killed. All of his cattle, goats, etc., etc., just totally wiped out. But then the second level was Job had his own body attacked. He, of course, had boils on his body and had to scrape himself with ashes. It was so painful. But God said to Satan, "You can go that far to kill his family, to really damage his body, but I'm not going to allow you to kill Job himself." And so Satan could only go so far. Now, Satan is an evil angel. He is a demonic spirit. God controls not only the good angels, but God controls also the evil angels, the bad angels. And this is an example where God has control over that. Now let's turn over to Hebrews, the first chapter, and we'll read verses 5 through 7, and then verses 13 through 14. This is Hebrews, the first chapter, verses 5 through 7, and then verses 13 through 14. Because here it's going to show us what is really the purpose of the angels, why they were created in the first place. It says, "For to which of the angels did God say at any time, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you'? And again, 'I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.'" In other words, God never said this to the angels. That is not their purpose, to become a son of God in the same way that Jesus became a son of God through a resurrection from the dead, in the same way that you and I can become sons and daughters of God through a resurrection from the dead. The angels do not have that in their future. That's not the purpose for which they were created. It is the purpose for which you and I were created, to become sons and daughters of God. Now it says in verse 6, "And again, when he brings in the firstborn into the world," which is talking about Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead, he is the first one who was resurrected from the dead and given eternal life. So he says, in regards to this firstborn, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Now in verse 7, "And of the angels he says, he makes these angels," who are spirit beings, "he makes these angels his ministers, and they are a flame of fire." Now in verse 13, "But to which of the angels did he say at any time, 'Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool'?" He didn't say that to any of them, because again, that's not their purpose. They are not going to rule the world. That is not their destiny. Only Jesus the Christ, along with the resurrected saints, his younger brothers and sisters, will rule the world. So the question is, has he said this at any time to any of the angels, that you are going to sit on the throne at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? No, he never said that. The answer and it's in a sense of a rhetorical question, are they not all ministering spirits? That's what they were created for. That's their job, to be ministering spirits, to be spirits who minister to people. Now, who do they minister to? Not only do they minister to God, but it says that they are sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. Again, we are co-heirs with Christ. We are to inherit all things just as Christ has already inherited all things. So that is our destiny as human beings, to be born again into the family of God, to be given eternal life as spirit-composed children of God, just like Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead, is. He is an eternal, spirit-composed child of God. That is our destiny. That is not the destiny of the angels. Their destiny is to continue to be ministering spirits. And God controls them. That is the point. God has them in His right hand. Now, also, going now to the lampstands, explaining that part. Yeshua is in the middle of the lampstands. The lampstands are the churches, right? That's what the scripture said. Now, this teaches us that Yeshua is directing what occurs in the church. Just like He controls the seven stars in His right hand, it says that Jesus is right in the middle of the lampstands. And we see scriptures in John, the first chapter, in the Gospel of John. We see it talking about Jesus Christ as being the true light of the world. And then in Matthew, the fifth chapter, it talks about each Christian should be a light to the world. And obviously, Jesus Christ is the light, and we are just a reflection of that light. And so the church has to allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine through us. And so those are the two lessons that we see, that why Jesus Christ is qualified to evaluate the Ephesus church is because He directs everything that happens in the spirit realm, and He directs everything that happens within the church. And the use of the figures, lampstands, and stars, those have to do with conveying light in darkness. And of course, they're only used when it's dark. This instructs us that we are living in a dark world, but that Yeshua, the light of the world, will light our path and will guide us to victory, and He will harness all of the resources of heaven and earth to give us victory. Now that we know what Jesus says about Himself, that He has the seven stars in His right hand and He walks in the midst of the seven lampstands, now we need to know why He said that in particular to the Ephesus church. What is He trying to get across to them in particular? That's what we're going to see in our next program. I hope that before our next program, you'll log on to our website and you'll read this article, which is entitled The Three P's of Our Profession. It's free of charge. You just click on the link that says free literature and you look for the specific title, The Three P's of Our Profession. You can read it at your leisure. Of course, you can pass it on to other people totally free of charge. God has given to us freely. We want to give to you freely. So again, hopefully you'll read that before our next program, and I hope you'll come back and join me for the next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.